Hello, friends, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Today's episode, Say What You Mean. First, learn the meaning of what you say, then speak. Epictetus. Have you ever been around somebody who uses words inappropriately, meaning they don't understand what it is that they're saying, and they use it wrong multiple times in a sentence? Or how many times have you said something in an argument or in a conversation and say, well, what I really meant was, what if we took the time to be sure that we were saying what it was we really meant, that we used the right words, that we thought about the thing that we were trying to express and used our words more clearly? I mean, how many arguments could be cut short if we just really stopped and thought about what it is we were trying to say? How many flame wars on Facebook could be avoided if we took the time to be sure that we were saying what we really meant, rather than dashing off some quick snarky comment? The specificity of language is really, really important, because everyone gives meanings to the things that are said, and things are easily misinterpreted by the emotion of the moment, or maybe they're misheard, or maybe they're misread. So the more clear that we can be from the outset, the better our communication will be and the better chance we have of connecting with the person that we're trying to communicate with. And while this quote talks about clearly articulating and saying what we mean, we need to ask ourselves, do we mean what we say? Meaning, are we saying what it is that we really feel and think, or are we saying something that we think the other person wants to hear? Because if we're not actually communicating something that we really feel or mean, then the conversation is kind of worthless. Also, we need to ask ourselves, is this something that should be said at all? I mean, in this fast-paced world, too many people, including myself, we often speak before we think. And, I mean, have you ever been around somebody who seems like they have to fill the space, that they just talk and talk and talk and talk, and saying all kinds of things that maybe they don't really mean or don't really even notice what they are saying? And what is it about silence that makes people uncomfortable? I mean, I know for me, oftentimes what used to make me uncomfortable was I thought that people would think I was boring. So the more I kind of dominated a conversation, the more I made sure that I filled in any of that empty space, then they couldn't think I was boring because I had something interesting to say. But what I've found is that I didn't need to keep the conversation going. And I've found that if you can reach a point with someone where you can sit quietly together in comfortable silence, then you've reached a pretty good place in your relationship. And no, sitting watching Netflix does not count. I would encourage you to slow down before you speak and to take time to make sure that the words you say are actually expressing the meaning of what it is you're trying to say. Now, again, people can take things wrong, people can twist them, people can mishear them, and people can misinterpret them. And that's really on them. But the more clear that you can be and the more precise you can be in your language, then the better chance that you have to create a connection with somebody. And remember, sometimes silence is golden. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Thanks for listening. Do you have a topic or a question that you'd like to hear addressed on the show? Go to www.stoic.coffee, and at the bottom of the front page, you'll see a place where you can send me a message, and I'll do my best to address your question using Stoic principles. Also, while you're there, go ahead and sign up for our newsletter and donate to our Patreon account to help support this podcast. And lastly, if you could download the Radio Public app to listen to our podcast, we get paid every time you listen to an episode. Thanks for listening, and remember, amor fati, amor coffee.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the Coffee House at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.